Do you like the ukulele, or maybe you play the ukulele, or would even like to learn to play the ukulele? My guest this morning is one of the best ukulele players of all time. He teaches ukulele, plays in bands, and is one of the most generous people I know. And he and his band of ukulele lovers, called the Bass and Bowlers Big Time Band, have put out a ukulele album. It's called The Last End. I think that's something to do with bowling. Anyway, here is a track from the album, and then we'll have a chat to Ken. This is Crocodile Rock. With me now is Ken Gates, the mastermind behind this album of ukulele music. Ken, so wonderful to see you. I know you've been suffering a little health-wise over the past few months. How are you going now?
Oh, Stephen, they're going really well. I've had some big health issues, but I've got them beaten and I'm on the improve.
And you've come out with this fabulous ukulele album called The Last End. Why The Last End?
Well, we're the Bass and Bowlers Big Time Band, although there's only one or two of us who played bowls and that are in the band. But Last End is, I'd say this is the last record we're going to do. And so when you're playing bowls, they say, right, Last End, you've got to finish now. But we may actually do another end. I might say one more end. Might be the third record, and that will be the last one.
Ken, you've been playing and teaching the ukulele for many years. When did you first fall in love with the instrument?
Oh, gosh. Probably the last 35 years, I suppose. Harmonica's my first instrument. But I learnt to play the ukulele to go with harmonica, and harmonica's much more popular. Ukulele's more popular than harmonica, so I started teaching ukulele, and I had an earlier band called the Shoalhaven Jammarama Ukulele All-Stars. And because we're all-stars, we had all-star names, and my star name was Montgomery Silverbeat. And everybody in the group had a star name, and I knew them all by their star names rather than their real name.
And people still call you Monty?
Well, I'm still known as Monty by lots of people in the ukulele fraternity, because that's where I was known from, Montgomery Silverbeat.
Ken, how many people are in this band of yours?
The Jammaramas folded eventually and split up into other groups. And a few years after that, people wanted me to teach ukulele. I started to teach ukulele. I was in the bowling club as the welfare officer, and I thought there might be some people who wanted to play music or learn to play music, and I offered to teach them ukulele. And so half a dozen members said they'd like to learn, so I started to teach them, and they brought their partners, and then gradually it grew into the Bass and Bowlers Big Time Band. And that was, well, again, it's hard to tell, 10 years ago maybe, 7 or 8 years ago.
And this is not your first album, is it?
Yeah, this is our second record. Our first record we made on the front veranda, and that was great to make a record, and people... All the people in the band were people I'd taught, so they'd never played an instrument before. And then eventually we made our own record, and I think that was a big achievement for people.
And this album was not recorded in a studio, but where?
No. We're grateful to the church for letting us use their building, because it was a very acoustically sound. The first record, actually, it sounds like one of the dogs barking while we were playing. If you listen carefully, you can hear a dog barking in the background. This was in the church, and we had a much, much better setup for that.
A track now. This is Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys, and this shows off some of their singing skills.
Ba 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 ba
And by the way, you may think Ken would be giving up playing and teaching ukulele, but no, he keeps on keeping on.
Yes, yes, yes. If I can get half a dozen people, I'm happy to teach them to play ukulele. I can lend them a ukulele and teach them how to play. And if they want to join the band, fine. If they don't, that's still fine. I love just people learning new skills.
Ken, it's been such a joy to catch up with you today. Thank you for your time, your patience and your spirit. And I'm not sure that you'll understand this because you're such a humble man, but believe me, what you do for people and who you are touches everyone and makes their life better. Here's to you, Monty Silverbeat, and the Bass and Bowlers Big Time Band.